dentist pulled out the drill and said to me, "If you've got any screaming to do, wait until you get off the premises."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A first grader came home from school one day. He told his parents that his classmate Bobby was using God's name the wrong way. So the teacher had said to Bobby, "Bobby, do not use God's name in Spain." Sometimes my children use words in different ways than I might use them, like the word sick. To my generation, this means to be unwell, infirmed, queasy, nauseous, and in need of possible medical attention. My children think it means the same thing as far out or groovy. "Whoa, that is a sick shirt, Dad." "It is? Then I'll wear something else." "No, your shirt has not contracted the measles. You should wear it often. It is an epic win." "Huh? That means it's awesome. The opposite of an epic fail, which is an embarrassing mistake or blunder. If I were to slip on a tennis ball and faceplant in a rose bush, my son would laugh and say, 'Epic fail, Dad.' And I would say, 'Come over here and try it.' My generation finds your comments insensitive, son." The funny thing is, each generation uses old words in new ways, thinking they're the first to do so. Some of the words we think are new are actually very old. You'll find this interesting. Like the word dude. I sometimes use this word to refer to my male friends, like Vance. He is a good dude. But dudes, believe it or not, have been around since the 1870s. In those days, a dude was a gentleman who wore tight trousers, a fancy vest, and sharp-toed shoes. To dude up meant to dress in one's fanciest clothing. The female counterpart of the dude was known not as the dudette, but as the dudeen. It was in the 1960s that dude evolved to mean any male person, like my friend Vance. He's a great dude. My wife is a great dudeen. Sometimes she calls me her hubby. Now, that's not her hobby, it's her hubby. What may surprise you is that wives have been calling husbands hubbies since the 1680s. Back in those days, they would say things like, "Come hither, thou mine hubby, and unload the dishwasher," which was amazing because dishwashers weren't even close to being around. The term wifey is also much older than you might suspect, dating back to the late 1700s. People have been hanging out since the 1840s and using the word legit, short for legitimate, since 1890. The slang word cool as slang has endured from at least 1728, and the term punk has been in use since the late 1500s. Hey, punk. Facebook users will be surprised to know that people have been unfriending others since the 1200s. It's true. Each generation likes to think they invented the wheel, but there's nothing new under the sun, really. Words, fads, and fashions come and go and come back. It's frightening. Humans are the same wonderful, odd, and needy people we were 1,000 years ago, though we were slightly shorter back then. Our parents don't look so cool in pictures, but even they were cool once, or groovy, or trendy, or neat, or hip, or whatever funky word they used to describe it. These clothes we're wearing will be out of style one day, and those young'uns who look at us sideways wondering what could have possibly possessed us to buy a zebra-striped sweater will be itching to have one 10 years from now, especially if they start making them out of fiberglass insulation. It's not easy staying perpetually current. In fact, it's nearly impossible. But remember this today. In the midst of a shifting culture, one thing never changes. The Bible puts it this way: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the midst of so much change and chaos, God has no mood swings. He's never out of style. His love is constant, reliable, unchanging. If you need something timeless, look no further. My kids would call this good news and an epic win. I think it's far out.
So what's your story? At Laugh Again, we receive testimonies every month from people across the country who have been impacted by the program. Recently, Kelly wrote, "I value your program, and it has had a positive impact in my walk with the Lord. And well, that's priceless." We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story too. Just email info@laughagain.ca or in the U.S. at info@laughagain.us. Or leave us a comment on our Facebook page, Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.